In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. As we continue our services, we'll quieten a few moments and read the words that are found in the first book of Peter, in the third chapter. I'll read verses from 8 to 16. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, and neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. In the kingdom of God, we have been able to experience how God, through His Spirit, guides the work of the services and other works that are in the kingdom. When he does this, in the unity we can experience how he is through his Spirit. He teaches and he guides people to think in the same way of the matters, of these matters. If we think of the past years and the past tens of years, the work that is done in the kingdom of God, how he has in his time, with his time, it is necessary to have day circle. We need Bible classes. And Sunday school has always been. That's how God brings his forth into his kingdom. We can see it and rejoice. What a blessing it has been that this has happened, this has been so. Even the work of the confirmation, which is the centermost and very important in camps and at opistos, how it is yearly happens, and how what a big thing it is. Even at these services, there are kids here who have gone through confirmation already this summer. There are 5-6 boys and girls who I greeted them at the service area, and they said that they would come and listen to the sermon. They've had the phase. They've had the camp that uplifted their faith. But then they've received new friends. And how these confirmation students are here together and receive friends for life. And as is the same with all other camps, that we many times receive friends for life. Here it is said, but it says here, to keep brotherly love amongst each other, to be courteous, God, through His Spirit, teaches one-mindedness. When God protects His child, it is the desire that what do the other brothers and sisters think of this in the duties that are at church, but then also how we behave in God's kingdom. But then we can feel that experience that we are not alone in these matters. Neither the youth, nor the children, nor even us elders. But this throng of the kingdom of God is around us. We always find friends and always find someone who understands. Then if we need help in discussing, we receive it. And even in this way, the spirit of this world, which focuses on the internet, is the way that we keep in touch with each other. And the kids are at it the whole time, and they're many times alone. And it many times takes over our thoughts. That size children of God and even in the kingdom of God. It is good to stop and think. You children and youth, that it would not demand or take up so much of your time that you would not have time for friends or the activities that are in the kingdom of God. But we would have these escorts, young and old alike. And then when you, youth and children, you go to school again in the fall, and the way of life there that is present in your classmates, it's different than what you have. That even then, we can hope and think that when we are children of God and when we are believers, that we think in this way. We do not go and do or partake in the same things that the classmates partake in. But then God, through His Spirit, He lives in the hearts of all different ages of believers. And there is a desire to think that we would all make it to heaven as the Lord of life had the child was His example. This came to my mind, happening from tens of years ago, where a third grade girl came home from school, came to her mother, came home and cried. And the mother asked, "Why are you crying?" Because the neighbor girl, that when they departed, said to her, that, "Can I believe in the same way that you believe? And I preach the gospel. That did I do the correct thing?" And she felt that we as children of God, we often feel we are weak. We are weak servants. But she experienced it. And mother comforted her and told her, "You are exactly that servant of God. And you preach the gospel in which the Lord of life gave as an example here on this earth." Even in this way, the kingdom of God, when it is so wide, it has the smallest child to the eldest. That's why we have in all gatherings, even here, We rejoice that there's a lot of children and youth here. There's middle-aged. And there's us elders as well. That God, through His Spirit, would give such a mind and such a heart to children, to us, to the average child of God. But we often feel something different. But it is so that even in this time, we know how evil it can be, how people are very selfish. Even you children and youth that live by themselves in their homes. How for many of them it is so difficult. They don't have friends who are the same age. Or they don't have friends that they would be able to share their everyday experiences. For this reason, this is the richness in this, that we have friends and we have activities in the kingdom of God where we, when we are of different age, we can be part of. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing, knowing that ye are therefore called, that ye should inherit a blessing. This type of a thought that you render evil for evil, that how even news and how word is spread and people accept it. We have to give word for word and even make it a little bit more harsh on top. But as children of God, we can experience that people value us. The teachings of the kingdom is many times criticized. It would be good that we would have an open mind to those who do this. That even now, when there are so many of you children here at the summer service, how it always has been and still is a wonderful blessing, and how it is shown even unto the outside. It comes to mind. From the book of Revelations, the last few verses, where it says, in this way, that he that increases what is written in the Bible or adds something that is already written in the Bible, he can have feel the tremors of hell. And those who take away from the book of God's word, I will take their name away from the book of life. Where do we hear of this thought in today's spiritual world? We hear how often the Bible has been passed when making decisions in life or teachings in life. But still, they say that they are spiritual, and there's many other spiritual gatherings. And work in many different ways. But behind all this is the desire of man and the teaching of the enemy of the soul. What has been. And the Bible has been like stepped upon. Even people from the highest of churches give very little value to the explanations of the Bible and what is taught and what has even been in the church it's as if it's been stepped upon. The value of a mind and a man is more important. And that is because the enemy of the soul rules this type of a thought. They do not listen, dear brother, little boys and girls. For that he will love life and see good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. For he that will love life and see good days. God, the word of God gives a promise when we are diligent in the teaching of God's kingdom, in the teaching of his kingdom and according to it. And what God through his spirit teaches us, we keep a clean conscience and take care of matters when we have fallen into sin, even by with our words or deeds. We repent. And every child of God has experienced how freeing it is when we have been able to forgive and can preach the gospel and can believe. And we can even think that I will make it to heaven. And that's the Spirit of God in the heart proclaims it. It has come to my mind one happening when I was 11 or 12 years old. I was with my brother. We were on a horse. We went to go get woods that was quite far away. It took about an hour or two to go in one direction. We chopped down the birch trees. And then we started coming back home from there. It was the evening. It was snowing. It had snowed all day. We hadn't realized it when we were in the woods. The path which we had with the sleigh and the horses, we didn't see the path anymore. But all of a sudden, the horse sunk into the snow, and the horse was stuck in the snow. That's where the boys got left, and even the load. And when I was thinking about it then, I remember, I thought that if we die here, because it felt like we would never make it home from here. No, nothing bad will happen, because I'm a believing boy. I will make it to heaven. This is the thought. This is the matter. This is why I told the story. Because you have happenings in your life. You'll fall, and you need to take care of them. And the enemy of the soul thinks differently. I'd like to comfort, said that it's not such an important matter, and it wasn't such a big thing. But still, God, through his Spirit, instructs that we have to forgive. And we have experienced that when we have received the gospel, how that peace falls over our heart and the hope of everlasting life, which is only in the hearts of the children of God. And this hope we can experience again and again. This hope of everlasting life that we have in our hearts, that if we think that if it's our turn to go, that if we're in an accident or anything else, we don't need to think of those with fear. We can believe that God will take care of us. And if it so happens that those are the end of my days, that means that I will make it to heaven. For this reason it is. that we would be able to be protected as children of God. We need it in our lives. I'll tell you the rest of the story, that as you can see that we got out of the snowstorm. My brother rode the horse, broke the leather straps, and then we were able to make it back home. But they were wondering, where did we get left at home? But the main thing here is that the eyes of faith opened, and how important it is for us in during all time. May this remain in our minds. And when you go to school, it's good to remember. Even for us elders, it is good. And that is what the Word of God teaches us. For he that will love life and see good days, that we would want to repent and believe the gospel on our own behalf as weak sinners. But once you can hear the gospel on your own behalf, you can believe. For this reason, even at this moment, you younger brother, sister, boy and girl, and even you elder one, you can believe. All sins forgiven and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can continue traveling in peace and rejoice that I am a child of God, that I will make it to heaven. That is the greatest joy what a person can own here on this earth. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his... For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Think that this Lord, which means God, it's written in a capital L, meaning the Lord's eyes. That means that the eyes of the Heavenly Father are over the righteous. That means that above over all of us children of God. Why do we need to be distressed or worried? Even what we need to follow in today's world. But it is touches you, even you young, especially you young in this time. It is good for you to turn your eyes or your gaze away from the temporal. But God will yet will take care of me and my life. Even if I don't take part of something or go anywhere to where my classmates go or to their hobbies or to the ways of their life. It is quickly, you can quickly see how it affects their life. The enemy of the soul doesn't let it bother them. It just tempts them that when you do such and such a way, you can live your own independent life. But as a child of God, we receive much better, much, much better instructions for life. But even it says here, refrain from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The prayer of the child of God are the ears to the Heavenly Father. This is the greatest gift to all ages, to children and adults, that we can return to the Almighty God, even to think of matters in our temporal life, and to be secure and trust that he will take care of us and myself. Even though we feel in ourselves that we are weak, that we have many temptations into this world. We are there where the children of God are. And we can listen to the word of God. And we can own it in our hearts. The redemption work, gospel, it touches me that I can believe, as it is in sermons, and even amongst believers. People repent and believe the gospel. And when that freedom is in the heart, it is a great gift. About 25 years ago, about 70-year-old elderly person was found in their nursing home, unconscious. She was brought to the hospital to be taken care of, and they checked the man out, and it was told, said that you have 2 to 3 days time to live. You're gonna die of hunger. He was unable to eat. And towards the end, that he didn't eat at all, and no one noticed it. He was in such a poor condition. He was in an IV for a few days. It was said to him, we have to have a surgery from your esophagus. A large surgery. But you don't have many days to live. He said, no, you cannot do surgery. My wife and I went to visit him in the evening. We visited. We discussed for some time. He was able to talk. Towards the end, we asked, would you like to repent? He was an unbelieving person, and he had alcohol problems majority of his adult life. Wouldn't you like to believe the gospel and repent? He said, yes, I would like to. So we blessed him. We had to leave. We still discussed for a while, and we left and said, God's peace. The following day, we heard that he had said to the staff that please do the surgery. The fear of death, the fear of surgery was in his heart. The gospel, he had not accepted the gospel from his believing wife, but when he was in this situation and his wife was in a different nursing home, and he said that please do the surgery, and he still lived for a couple more years. And how the wife experienced how the personality of her husband changed, and how the way of communication and being changed. He had lived over 70 years. Lived over 70 years in this life. This can even be reminding to us. And if someone who is listening to this, who is in unbelief, are traveling here in this world, that this gospel is such a treasure. As an owner of it, you do not need to fear sin, death. You do not need to fear anything, because death is a victory. You receive to the glory of heaven. As leaving as a believer, you can experience. Even this elderly man was able to, even though he endeavored for a short time, but he was able to leave this earth as a believer. It changed him, changed his way of thought. And each of us know that we know that if we have fallen and we feel that we need to repent over a matter, oh, how difficult it is that we know It's in our hearts and in our minds. And once we have been able to do it, it has made it so much easier. The peace of God has fallen into our hearts. The path becomes more clear to heaven, which we as children of God want to endeavor. God, through His Spirit, strengthens us. And ye, if ye suffer for righteous' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Believers of this time have not been brought to court because of their faith, but we know that it has been hundreds of years ago in much smaller matters. As you, those who are in the working world, you know, you become oppressed. They might stare at you. As a believer, you have to do something different, or you do not partake in there where the unbelieving workers partake in. Just let it go. If you lose something, let it be gone. And may you understand through the Spirit that you'll once make it to heaven, that you do not want to behave in such a way or do such a thing that I would have, because of it, a poor conscience. I was about 22 years old when I was working. When the old Finnish mark currency was put so that they took the two zeros off at the end. I was working in an office and we were being educated. We were at a restaurant and there was a table of us workers sitting there, and the restaurant there, they offered their beer and their drinks, and I took milk. And the boss said that we are all of one mind, but then he saw that, oh no, there's one, that man has the milk. But that did not matter. I had to confess my faith. But above all, I receive strength. They did not make a bigger deal of it. But even in this situation, it just felt that because of faith, we are a little bit different. Even people of all ages, even you school kids and youth, even us elders, just let it be. The peace of God when it is in our conscience and the hope of everlasting life in our hearts. Why would we worry about it or be oppressed over it? Because believing in this way, we will once make it to heaven. Because God, through His Spirit, strengthens us, that so it is. And that it is good. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. If you're asked why you do it this way or why you work in this way or that way, we often pray God for strength that we'd be able to answer that I don't want to do it because I am a believer. But you children, you experience the same thing. As we see here, we don't need to bold or brag. It is not a part of a child of God. But it is with quiet and meekness and fear that we have this, carry this living faith in our hearts. The gospel is the power of God and the peace of God in our hearts. We do not need to fear. We don't need to be oppressed to think about the worldly happenings. but we can truly experience that the Almighty God will take care of me and of my close ones, and soon we'll make it to our destination, the glory of heaven, when it is our turn to leave, or that we leave together, but it is in God's hand. But it is essential that we do not need to fear or be oppressed in this time. Even now you can believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, temptations and doubts. You can be of a secure mind to look into the future. You child, you youth, and even you elder one. God has promised, as we believe now today, has promised to bring us to the glory of heaven. Even now we can remain believing. In Jesus' name, amen.